You're listening to the Starriest 2008 Conference Podcast Episode 4, featuring Bart Metterotta and Antoine Picard. Hi, I'm Joey McAllister, Managing Editor of Multimedia with Software Quality Engineering. Welcome to the Starriest 2008 Conference Podcast, a special series of StickyMinds.com podcasts featuring interviews with the experts who will be presenting keynotes at the Starriest 2008 Conference in Orlando, Florida in May. Bart Metterotta is the technical lead of the Google Web Server team and co-founder of the Google Testing Grouplet. Antoine Picard is the technical lead of Google's unit testing team. At StarWest 2007, they presented a keynote titled Testing on the Toilet, Revolutionizing Developer Testing at Google. I spoke with them just before that conference. It's certainly one of the more unusual keynote titles at the conference. Would you tell us a little bit about the testing grouplet and testing on the toilet?
Sure. Google is an unconventional organization in many ways. And one of the great things about it is you get this 20% time, which you can use to pursue things that you're passionate about. And in order to actually make progress in a large organization, sometimes you need to band together with a lot of people and work together. At Google, we form grouplets. These are groups of people who are passionate about a subject, but are not all affiliated with like the same group or even the same part of the organization. So it's not like a conventional group. It's kind of cross-organization. So at Google, we started this thing called the testing grouplet, which the goal for that is to convince developers to do testing as part of the development process. One of the problems that we had with making this new grouplet was getting the word out to people, getting people to understand and hear the message. At some point, Antoine and I were in a meeting room, and we were trying to figure out things, and we came up with this idea of putting up these flyers in bathrooms to tell people a little bit about testing when we were sure we had their attention. And I think, Antoine, I think you came up with the idea, the name.
I definitely came up with the name. I think the original idea came from the fact that we already started doing all kinds of training programs for new employees, so we felt like we were getting our message out to those people. And that was a big part of our job since this company is growing so quickly. We were reaching a lot of people that way, but we still felt like we wanted to do a better job of also reaching people that had already gone through the training before we started doing these classes. As we were brainstorming about ways to reach all of Google at the same time, the idea of flyers in the bathroom came up, and that was the start of testing on the toilet.
Bart and Antoine's keynote was so popular at StarWest last year that we've invited them to deliver their keynote at StarEast 2008. I caught up with them recently to talk about it. The last time we spoke about testing on the toilet was just before your keynote presentation at StarWest last year. And the presentation was a huge success. It was very popular. And in fact, you're going to be talking about testing on the toilet again at StarEast this year. To begin, would you just give a brief synopsis on what testing on the toilet is?
Sure. I'm Antoine Picard. And testing on the toilet is a program that we started almost 2 years ago. And it's a series of flyers that we post in the bathrooms in Google to teach people about various testing concepts that we think are widely useful to our engineers. And it's a program that has grown in popularity over the time of its existence and has become a part of the Google culture, and we're very proud of it.
What are some examples of the topics covered in these newsletters?
This is Bart Metterotta. We try to cover a pretty broad range of technical concepts. We will talk about better ways to do testing or philosophies about testing or new tools. You know, we expect that people did a lot of training courses when they came to Google and learned a lot of the techniques that were current at the time. But this is a great way for us to help people come up to date on newer things that have come available since they took their training. So we try to cover anything that we think would be useful to the typical engineer who wants to be better at testing.
You mentioned in your Starriest presentation that some other departments besides testing have been interested in getting involved, that they've wanted to publish their own information in testing on the toilet. What sort of things do they contribute?
Well, in the past, they wrote their own flyers and tried to post them in the bathroom next to ours, but there were some concerns that this led to a rather messy situation in the stalls. So in order to avoid that, we started a program by which we allow the departments who are interested to submit episodes that they write to us for review, and we integrate them into the publication schedule for testing on the toilet.
The interesting thing here is that we have a limited amount of resources in terms of people's attention, and so we need to really maximize how we use that. In testing on the toilet, we set up a nice infrastructure for actually getting high-quality content in front of our viewers. So for our guest publications, they really get the advantage of having this whole pipeline. So it was really valuable for them to come work with us.
With a name like that, and with publication in restrooms across the Google campus, and I suppose across the world, really, at this point, testing on the toilet was pretty much begging for spoofs, some of which you mentioned in your presentation. What are some of your favorites?
I think my favorite of all time was the Lolcats episode, because it did a great job of not only using an original programming language to give real code samples of good testing practices, but also the whole text of the episode was written in Lutespeak, which I thought was quite a good job.
We have some great ones, which we're going to show at the presentation.
What do you see in the future for testing on the toilet?
Testing on the toilet has continued to surprise us with how successful it is. And it's something that we had not expected to go as far as it has. And it's really unclear how far it can go. I mean, the reason why it's successful is because we're delivering content that people really are interested in reading. And in fact, when we don't deliver it on time or with high enough quality, we get lots of criticism, which is good. So it's hard to say where it'll go next. You know, I think that now that we're broadening this a little bit beyond testing and getting other groups involved, you know, we could see some pretty amazing things happening this in the next year or so. So we'll talk a little bit about what's happened in the past year since the last time we talked about testing on the toilet and the things that we've done to improve it. You know, the future is wide open.
Thank you both very much for speaking with us, and we look forward to seeing the presentation.
We look forward to coming.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Starist 2008 Conference Podcast. We've put some links related to this podcast on the podcast landing page at stickyminds.com/podcasts. If you have any comments or questions, the podcast landing page will also have an email link. Feel free to drop me a line. You can also subscribe to the conference podcasts on the podcast landing page. The Starist 2008 Conference Podcast is a production of Software Quality Engineering.